Again, if you have a book, two poems, or if you don't have a book, one poem. Don't make it like, again, Hiawatha. Barry Governor, come on up here.
This will be my last poem. Uncle. Oh, I should say, first of all, the second line is in italics. Uncle. It was a year I can't quite place. Two soldiers die in Florida swamp. Immediate public outrage. How dare the military lose two promising youths to a training exercise, a forced march in a night of blackness that only a bayou can offer. Honed muscles slogging hip high, not enough to overcome virgin muck. Did stars comfort them, or were they hidden by the canopy each time a tendril Spanish mossed touched unseen a face or arm, posing the question, friend or fang? The answers lie hidden by the mire, by the fetid waters that took both uniforms beyond our reach. I spoke of it to a cousin, who spoke of it to my uncle, the seasoned vet who watched the black and white as the story played out, his passive observation going from tolerance to disgust. Shaking his head from side to side, he stated simply, "Many a night that saved my life." It was the only history I heard of one Marine's Guadalcanal.
Okay. The beast in the center. Only Pendle Hill's labyrinth curves its way around potato hills. Dark heart-shaped leaves emerge where tall grass crowds my walk. This path, nothing like Chartres Cathedral's pilgrim cross and perfect quadrants. Circles trampled onto garden clay, out, in, around. Confuse my feet, eyes, mind. Did I already tread that arc? At last, the barely visible center. No six-petaled rosette, only soil, a circle cleared amid weeds, and something small, flat, too green for anything that grows. I pick it up, turn it over. A plastic buffalo, one hind leg missing. A toy dropped by accident. A broken charm discarded. Or perhaps a clue left here to remind. A fabled beast at Maze's navel began this rite millennia ago. Not quite Minotaur. Not ram in the thicket, Taurus, Aries, recalls all of the above. Not meant to leave this place, my souvenir. I lay the tiny beast back where it should be, centered in ancient earth. Thank you.
I have a book. Intruder. Something is lurking between thought and thought, between intuition and instinct, in the faint whiff of perfume, unidentifiable but suggestive, and ripples in dust motes and the weight of absence in this room. Someone, tooting at the universe, was here, though there is no warm coffee cup or telltale cigarette smoke, no lipstick on the mirror or hurried handwritten note, no reason for this sudden skin crawl and sweaty palms, for the imprint of a memory to take shape and guilt to blaze again like a candle that will not be extinguished, throwing unwanted light upon the dark. Nightfall, Da Lat, Vietnam. Dusk slides down the gullet, is devoured whole by the mouth of transience, does not exist. The day, requited, is clasped by ebony fingers, surrenders smooth to waiting dark. Light strings, the shift and flicker of lanterns hooked beneath tarpaulins, by street stalls, wink on, bead the marketplace, configure the steps rising to the streets above. People eat from deep bowls. Steam rises. Mollusks boil in huge pots, glow wetly. Crowds eddy and swirl past clusters of bicycles and motorbikes around wooden benches. Movement slips in and out of shadow. A shape, thick-set, disengages from milling faces, approaches. Flick-blade knife, casual, ordinary as breath, unsnaps in hand, waves quicksilver in a mock lunge, disappears. A hint of smile flashes in half-light. Seconds later, a metal tip presses against my belly, pauses, measures of the long night of its potential, the weight of a little weight and a flick of wrist, that easy turn back into shadow and crowd. All in a few quick moments, wordless, before surprise registers on my face, or I have taken one step back, exactly like death.
We'll still see, but she's also going to be selling her book, The Underpass Kitchen Sink.
I have enough problems without being unattached. Footsteps of the centipede. She enters her kitchen. The kitchen with chandelier, Belgian block floor, high shelves containing baskets. Footsteps of centipede, impossible to be heard by human ear. Footsteps of centipede encircle the inside of stainless steel sink, and sounds of hammering from across the street mingle with the woman's screams. The new hat. So my husband asked, as husbands do, but not condescendingly, "How did your day go, dear?" And I told him, "Well, I was waiting for the bus, and it came, and a bunch of people got off, and I didn't like the way this lady looked at me, so I punched her, and she kicked me. So I pulled her hair, and the bus driver said ho-hum and drummed his fingers on the steering wheel. So I got on the bus and made a face at her through the window. The other people on the bus, of course, pretended not to notice. You know, the way they do. And off we went to town. Do you like my new hat?" "Yes," he said, "it's lovely."
I'm going to read one from a book I translated, John Joseph Ribeiro Velho. He's considered the first modern African poet. He's been called a pure African surrealist. "A bird without color and without name has folded its wings and wounded the sole eye of the sky. He alights upon a tree without trunk, all covered in leaves that no wind can stir, and from which no one harvests the fruits, the open eyes. What is he brooding over? When he resumes his flight, it will be roosters that emerge, the roosters from all the villages who will have vanquished and dispersed those who sing in dreams and who are nourished by stars. This next poem seems appropriate given events this week in New York. It's called A Restaurant in New York City, and I just have a quote to preface the poem from The Conference of the Birds by Fariduddin Attar. When madness chooses you to be its prey, we'll hear what crazy things you have to say. What thoughts I have of you, Allen Ginsberg. I imagine you Chagall-like in the air, shaking finger, exhorting the city below. I think of you stretched over the void, thousands clinging to your beard. Clean-shaven now, we met in Nightbirds, all-night restaurant, Lower East Side. Shaking hands, we steadily looked in each other's eyes through your glasses. Haven't you read Huxley's Art of Seeing? I ordered soup. You asked me, what price soup, $1.50? No, $1.75, special of the day. It's very good. Problems with money? No benefactors? I'd come from sleeping in Tompkins Square to meet you. It was 4 a.m. You said you'd been up since 5 in the morning. You were tired, just finished book. Any theme, I asked, thinking of Kaddish, Elegies for Neil, Plutonian Ode. Poems from 1947 to the present, you said. That's a long way back, I replied. Idiot youth, cum stain in 47. You left alone, ghost-like. It seemed I was the only one there who noticed you. Allen Ginsberg, you're the first punk rocker. You're the saint you've always wanted to be. You of the sunflower hours, walking through a field of burning roses. Allen Ginsberg, I bet you'll poke Charon and give him the best head he's ever had. Laughter, echo cavern laughter when you swim the cool waters of Leith. Thank you.
I just really came to hear Judith Robinson. I'm a student of hers at OSHA, and I didn't know there was going to be an open mic. And there's only two poems of mine I can remember. One's a limerick, and this is the other one. And I know I'm not allowed to. This is called Sometimes I Wonder. Sometimes I wonder, is there in all the world a monarch so magnificent, an athlete so awesome, a potentate so powerful, a lover so lovely, that he has, like my little mongrel dog, a person who walks behind and picks up his poop in a plastic bag?
I have a book over there for sale if you want to buy it, so I guess it entitles me to read two poems, but I'm going to read you one poem. And this is, I guess, closure in a sort of crazy way. I was up at the command post 2 years ago when that policeman were killed, and we did a gathering of peace that day, ironically, and put 1,800 names on the Jumbotron. Okay, so what I did was take this. It's purely evil versus good. To understand how evil this was, you have to understand how much hurt and how much love. To understand evil, you have to understand the love, okay? And I watched this. I was down at the trial. And what I did was I put a spin on this of Milton, Paradise Lost. Justice is often emotionless as if to look for an argument of a paradise that was once, now lost in chaos, as if I, the blind poet, punished to watch, but not ever see, almost thunderstruck, the room of hard wooden chairs, dusty law books never to be read, walls flat blue, 12 empty jury seats, soon filled with pink blouse, red ties, pale blue suit, American flag pinned in the lapel, police, many shiny badges, news media, law students, large bench sitting high to the left, an American flag with a gold eagle, the county seal virtue, liberty, independence, the ship plow wheat, pendulum clock, not moving hands, 2:50 frozen in time, sacred words, innocent, guilt, premeditated, intent, aggravated circumstances, justice, justice, justice. As if again, paradise lost, I am just a poet grasping, groping for small truth, heart of all that is pure, one who has been found guilty, 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 murdered of innocence, 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 realizing that little knowledge is a damaging, dangerous thing. Invoke the word of God, the voice of God, at least a small understanding from the oracle of God, begging justice for the ways of God to men. First pride, then the fall, hubris, and what, my God, for ambition. Men who are spineless kill our heroes. Justice is not revenge, but no less a bitter cup of sorrow. Feeling the fall of heroes, knowing it is almost indefinable. Disobedience, loss, pure evil, darkness, satanic, horrific, diabolical, baneful, Luciferian, wicked, unblessed, vicious, wrong, profane, harm, hurt, murder. The room is filled 2 years later with tears. Three men of oath, goodness, duty, devotion, honorable, just, strong, kind, trust, men of truth, truth, truth. But in my soul, I know that heroes fall, and I have seen the parade of the fallen. Salute to the fallen heroes, tears falling on the shields, and I know the love is stronger than the evil. I just know the love is the felt pain, shattered lives, father crying, me and my mother brought Paul a St. Michael's Archangel Medal, protector of the police. Mother crying, I did everything for him. He wanted his shirts just right, and every day he'd stop for dinner and sometimes bring six friends. Mom, better cook a lot. I didn't mind, but he did everything for me. I didn't want my son to be a hero. I only wanted him to be my beautiful son. I watched another mother cry, telling the jury, I'm stuck and alone, and he didn't deserve to die. Daughter crying, he made me play baseball and cheerleader and karate, and he called me stink. I heard him from the above, the crowd, his voice forever inside my head. Eric was my friend. Wife crying, last kiss, last locket, smell of the scent on the pillow. Part of myself died, lover, husband, best friend. Grow old together, then pain, something ain't right. Something ain't right. I just know he was behind the tree. He will come home soon because I saw him. I saw him. I looked out the window, guy pulls up in the white car. It's like I'm standing still and everything is moving around me and I'm stuck. A father trembles on the stand, couldn't talk. I never told him how proud, how much love. I drive past his stone and tell him now every day I salute him. Hey, Stephen, it's your dad. I love you, buddy. A mother cares. I was not there when he needed me. Consumed with hurt, he would pick me up and throw me around and spin me around, around, around. I was always scared for him, but encouraged him. I loved him as a mother. He was my responsibility, and now I cry. Wife cries, why did he leave? His daughter asks, why did the man, bad man, hurt daddy? He would pick her up and she would place the angel on top of the Christmas tree. I wanted him to fix the door hinge, school projects. The day before he was killed was his birthday, and the girls gave him 2 bags of candy. It's not fair. He was just a good guy. It's like I'm alone, leaning on the wall, off balance, and there is no wall. I'm going to fall. Then the room was empty, and I am just a poet that knows justice is emotionless, blind sorrow and eternal darkness, where peace will never dwell, burning deep inside my soul, unless you listen for the sobs and tears you will never see. Thank you. That's my closure.